microphone.
I'm here. I just saw the gnarly ass picture of a girl who had a lung transplant.
Oh.
She looks a little fucked, but she's adorable.
She looks a little fishy?
She looks a little fucked.
A little fishy.
God, I'm so glad that I don't have to go through fucking bullshit.
Yeah. Don't forget to silence your cell phones.
I'm silencing my cell phone as we speak.
You having cell phone etiquette on a podcast.
Right?
Who does that?
Just make sure I don't have any alarms. I don't. Sometimes I did, though.
Oh, that's a good one. Did you take your pills?
Yes, I did take my pills, by the way.
You did know I was going to say that right
yes,
away.
Yes, I did right away. Yes, I did, Utterberry.
I love you.
Oh, ooh, goodness gracious. Christ on a cracker.
That would be everywhere.
That would be so bad. Why do we have light carpets? Soon we'll have red carpets.
Wait, what?
Red.
Oh,
the juice is red.
It's purpley.
We're going to need more juice.
That is the solution, I suppose. What's up, guys? Welcome to Dapper Shark Podcast, episode 95!
That is one less than 96, and five less than 100! Oh That's my god, true. We're getting back up to 100!
Yeah! Again! Oh,
this
I'm
time
excited.
It's the last one. The last 100.
The last 100, yes.
Not the last 100!
Yeah. So, joining me in studio today... It's Emily!
And the ever-present can of beans. Beans that should be where James is, but I don't know why he couldn't make it this week.
A plethora of reasons. Let's just say the stars were not aligning properly.
They never are, but...
Yeah. So!
So we're freeballing it tonight, John. Start us off.
Yeah! Pokemon!
Yes, the new Pokemon, fuck, what is it? I played, like... 3 hours of it. What is it called?
Pokemon Quest.
Quest, that's right. Pokemon Quest. So, it's a cube with tiny cubes on it. And you battle them.
Sounds like Minecraft.
It's a Minecraft butt. Anything that remotely looks like Minecraft for me is a Minecraft butt. Even if it's not, it just kind of gets John's goat, so I like making you squirm.
Yep. I figure that if I just embrace it, they'll stop doing it. They won't.
That's true. No, but there are plenty of actual Minecraft butts, so, like, this is Minecraft butt.
Not anymore.
What do you mean?
Pixelmon.
No, I don't mean mods. Like, mods are different. But, yeah, Pixelmon. Rip in peace, 2017.
Ooh, speaking of. Anyway, you going.
I lost my hair.
The game?
The game is super fun.
You wanna...
I had a really good time playing it, because it is fun.
Yeah. There is honestly minimal input from the player.
It's very, like, it smacks of mobile game. But that's okay.
Because it's going to be a mobile game, it just released on the Switch first.
Now, how much was it?
Free.
Free? Then I think that's pretty good value!
Now, how much is it going to be? Not free.
Really?
Yeah, so they are going to monetize it.
Oh, like microtransactions, but that's any free game is going to have that.
Well, exactly. And I can't see myself... doing that in this game.
Okay, now, Story's Path of Destiny.
Yeah?
Was that one free?
For you.
Why was it free?
It was free because they were using it to advertise the new game that is the spiritual successor to it called Omen Sight.
Oh, okay. I was trying to figure out, I was like, that's a really good game. That one's really free.
Yeah.
So, gone are the days of free good games, like, that don't have microtransactions.
Well,
they existed for a little while.
Yeah, but then people realize they can make money doing a passion project, so...
Which
is fine.
When you make money, it's no longer a passion project. Then, at best, it's a hobby, and then it's a business. Because a passion project, in my opinion, it goes passion project, where you are making no money and not really putting out anything. And then there's a hobby, where you're putting out a lot of money... You might be making something, and maybe you'll make a little money if you try. And then there's a job, where you're putting out something, you're making money, and eventually you'll hate it.
Well, take a look at Cave Story, for example. Started out as a passion product, or project, rather. You can still get the original version completely 100% for free, but he had also sold Cave Story Plus and Cave Story 3D for the 3DS for $10 a pop.
Mm-hmm.
Is that not a passion project anymore?
No. It was.
Okay, well, I mean, that's the same case in some of these other games. They start out that way, and then they're not anymore. What?
I don't have much else to say on that, I'm sorry.
Oh, fair enough.
I think you summarized that pretty well, actually. But back to Pokemon.
Yeah.
It's free. Like, just at least give it a shot.
You want to talk about the gameplay?
It's pretty... I was a little disappointed, honestly. It's pretty automated. You are literally... You're loading your Pokemon into the level, and then they just go, and then you press buttons. It's not like... Like, you're pressing buttons to make them move. Or to make them use their moves. They automatically lock on to enemy Pokemon and just wander over there. And then you press buttons to make them attack to use their moves. But they attack automatically with their basic, like, Charmander used struggle kind of thing. But...
It is kind of
really
cute.
Childish.
Well, yeah, that's the idea, but it is really cute still because they like rock in place back and forth when they're trying to move.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of like you'd see a rocking horse do, mm-hmm. except you know, Pokemon shaped.
Yeah, they're adorable.
Yeah. And of course, there's another announcement for Pokemon that we'll cover on next week's episode when we can kind of discuss it in depth.
A little more. But overall, I like that they're not monetization. What's the term for when they use? I guess it's just a stamina system for how many rounds you can play or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I think it would be just called the stamina system. You're basically always earning refuels or recharges for your stamina, which is nice. At least so far, I've played about 3 hours of it. Back and forth on the bus, but I don't want 2 hours, but so far I hadn't run out of energy, and it recharges like any mobile game. It doesn't require you to do your crafting thing to be able to get Pokemon. You make soups, basically.
Yeah.
To attract Pokemon of different types. And I think it's hilarious, because so far you can't attract fairy Pokemon. I googled it. But they have different soups available to cook out of berries and crafting elements that you find doing your levels.
Mushies.
Yeah, and mostly mushrooms, honestly. But you can attract Pokemon of a certain color, which is weird, because I tried to get yellow Pokemon, and I got a Staryu.
He's yellowish.
He's brown.
I mean,
he's got yellow on him, but his gem is red.
Yeah.
What is his gem?
I think that's his eye.
Well, I know it's his eye, but what is it? Is it ruby? But it's a gem. That's why it shines. When they started animating Pokemon, they made the eye kind of do that little anime, like, blah, 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 shiny thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when you see anime eyes get determined, you know? It looks like the light fully does, like, a 360 degree around, but it doesn't. It's just determination. Their eyes fill with determination. Mm-hmm. They back to Pokemon. Yeah, I do like that their crafting system, though. If you it takes rounds of the game, so you go and you do a level, and that will fill up the bar toward filling, you know, toward being able to craft your thing,
mm-hmm.
Rather than waiting a certain amount of time or you know buying a certain number of things. You just go play two levels, and it'll be done when you get back. Which I think is super cool.
There is already a wiki on recipes, too.
Oh, trust me, I know.
Oh, did you look them up?
Oh, yeah.
I was like, oh, you guys are lame.
I don't want to waste stuff.
I like discovering things, though.
I don't want to waste stuff.
Well, then just remember what you've tried.
No. They make wikis for stupid people like me.
I love you. Well, you're not stupid.
Anyway, what were your impressions of it, hon?
Well, considering there's literally a tag on there that you can press auto battle, where they do everything for you.
Oh, yeah.
I did see that your Pokemon are dumb. They don't use the right moves in the right situation.
They just use them.
Yeah. There is some strategy to be had in the game, but really it's just like an idle game. So if you're looking to kill some time, like we're waiting for a better game to download, or you just can't think of something else to do.
Or sitting in class. Like, if it wasn't for the Switch, I would have had my Switch out during class today. Just kind of, like, feeding it. Like, you do any mobile game where you look up, listen to the lecture for a couple, press the buttons, look up, listen to the lecture for a couple, make sure that it hasn't run out, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like you do as a good student. Dean's list don't make itself, as I always say.
Exactly.
I'm graduating on the 16th, and I could not be happier.
Yeah. But, I don't know. Like I said, I was a little disappointed, too. I kind of wanted to have some control to be able to, like, tap to get them to attack specific targets. I just think that would have been cool. Because if you take that same formula and just change that one thing, where you can choose who they attack, it becomes a strategy game, suddenly. And that sounds fucking awesome.
Yeah. It's different from anything Nintendo's tried to do.
Yeah.
And I am liking that they're taking their IP, finally, and doing something with it.
Yep.
Because I think they missed out on the entire, well, last decade, capitalizing on all of this. But I feel like now that they're doing it, it's very... The Pokemon IP in anything but the handheld games is very novel.
Mm-hmm.
So people are jumping all over it because nostalgia. When it's the yep. same, it's the exact same reason I'm doing it, because I love Pokemon, because I have loved them since I was a kid. But you're capturing these people who would not have otherwise been into Pokemon.
That's true.
The kind of people who would buy it at Hot Topic, but not go online to buy it from a specialty figure shop.
So here's a question for you. If they use the same art style from this game, and they did that exact change that I said, where you actually have to control where they attack and where they move, would you accept them changing the name to Pokemon Mystery Dungeon Cubed? Or something clever?
Visually, I'm not very satisfied with it. I don't like the cube style. In this case, no. It's not that I don't even like... I'm okay with the cube style. I do not think it fit this at all. I think they could have gone with many other ideas, and this was something that they were like, hey, kids like Minecraft, right?
Well, I don't think it's that. I think the reason that you see voxels everywhere, and this is what I keep telling people, because they don't seem to get that the reason that they use voxels is because it was popularized by Minecraft, but not because of Minecraft. It's because it's simple graphics, so it runs on anything.
That's not universally true, though.
Yeah, it is. What do you mean?
Can my TI-83...
Okay, well, yeah, not literally.
No, I just feel that... Okay, a decent game worth playing, then, that's not just... Minecraft is fine, but if you didn't want to just play vanilla Minecraft on your phone...
Right.
If you wanted to play a fully-fledged non-mobile game.
But that... I mean, to be fair, Minecraft is a full game.
I mean,
the beginning, middle, and end.
The phone version sucks.
You know, there was a point when I got really used to the controls and it didn't bother me. And then recently I tried to go back to it, and I couldn't play it.
On the phone?
On the tablet, even.
Really?
Yeah.
Because you got tired of it? Because mobile controls for a PC game suck?
Yeah, because I had the option to play on the PC at the same time, so I was like, I'll just go back to the PC.
Wait, you have Minecraft open on your tablet? And Minecraft open on your computer.
No, I had the ability to go to the computer.
Ah.
I think the reason why I was playing it at that point is because your computer was kaput for a little bit.
Yep. Of course, during a quarter where I had a computer class.
Yeah.
That was great. That fucking sucked.
Yep.
Especially because that happened right at the beginning of the quarter. And we were just like, well, shit. But now my computer's fixed. It's been fixed for like a month still. So happy.
It's been a little longer than that, I think.
It's been since at least the beginning of the quarter, because I remember, like, oh, this is great, now I have my computer back to not game.
Yep.
Yeah.
So anyway, I want a Mystery Dungeon game.
I adored the Mystery... Red Rescue Team is one of the best. Blue Rescue Team's pretty good, too, but Red Rescue Team was my shit, because that's what I had.
Do we have any of them for the DS?
I gave River my DS Mystery Dungeon, the Explorers of Explorers of Time and Explorers of Darkness were really goddamn good, too. It was the third series, the fucking 3D one that was just fucking garbage. So bad. They had so much, even the beginning was promising, but then they brought in this base crafting thing that was expansive, but not worth it.
It was grindy to... artificially pad
to
out the game.
To an exhausting degree. But then the game itself was super long, and the dungeons themselves were great, but you didn't... So much of the game wasn't dungeon. It was sitting there, holding down A, praying that the story would end soon, so that I can go and do something fun. But, no. That one was a disaster. So what I want is either Red and Blue Rescue Team, or Explorers of Time and Explorers of Darkness. Like a clone of that for the Switch. Except better.
Okay.
And well, longer.
Also, I think that it's official. I think that the 2DS is being phased out now.
Because of this?
And the 3DS, yeah.
Yeah.
The next Pokemon game, they already said, the one that's going to be in 2019, is going to be for the Switch.
On the plus side, that means so many more games are coming to the Switch, and they're going to be able to focus all their stuff. Because for a while, they kind of had it spread out a ton. Because there was this weird little fugue state where some Wii games were still in stores. Then there were some Wii U, and the 3D, and the DS, and the 3DS. And then they started selling, they phased out the regular DS. And then the 2 and 3DS were in stores, and the Wii U. And now it's the Switch, and Wii U's are going away, and they sit on this one thing for so long.
Mm-hmm.
And it just gets confusing.
So, what else would we like to talk about? Oh, I guess we should get this out of the way, kind of. We're going to cover this when all three of us are here, but we do want to talk briefly that Total Biscuit John Bain has officially passed. He will be remembered fondly in this house, at the very least.
Yeah. We have stuff to say about him, but that's for next week.
Yep. And we're not going to we might get teared up or something, but, you know, that's for next week. Haha, future John, take that.
What's our next topic going to be?
I
haven't thought that far ahead.
Oh, okay. So, girlfriend, what you been playing?
What have I been playing?
Yeah.
Lots of They Are Billions. And I hopped into Warframe for a little bit. Oh, and Glory Evictus! That is so much fun!
Yeah.
We should definitely touch on Glory Evictus a little more. So, Glory Evictus, it's an alpha, so please be patient with it. But
yeah.
But it's so much fun. And it doesn't, with all affection for the game, it doesn't distinguish itself from many games yet.
I mean, it does in that it has a certain,
Je ne sais quoi?
No, not, it doesn't have that. it does have a specific combat style. It's very clear that it's trying to mimic the combat style from, like, Mount & Blade, but they haven't got directional blocking in the game yet. So you just hold down block and it blocks attacks from any direction. It's kind of making that whole system superfluous. Yeah. But,
I really hate the directional swinging, though. I hated it in Chivalry. I hate it in this.
You can bind them to buttons.
Really?
Yeah.
But the fact that even if I'm moving, it's still going to move with you.
You can turn that off, too.
Really? Thank God. I hate that. I hated it in Chivalry, and I hate it here.
I don't know, I got used to it.
Yeah, well, you get used to bad things.
There's something else I can say. Because of the recent change due to Brexit and the EU changing its online internet policy, and what is required of publishers and game developers, they have decided that they're going to shut down Mirage, because it just never got the popularity that they needed it to have.
Which is really sad. I had fun with it, it's just that there was never anyone online. There were seriously, the times that I went on to play, like, 3 people, 4 people on the same goddamn server. That's pitiful, and I'm so sad. They put so much love into that game. And Chivalry still had so many more players. Chivalry still has so many more players.
Yep. Well, Chivalry is actually dying off now, finally.
Really?
Yeah.
I haven't hopped on it in a while, so.
But last time I played, there were several hundred people playing still. But
it's just so weird, because I've never, going back to Glory Evictus, having only a few hundred people on a server, I didn't realize how small that felt.
Yeah.
You know? Like, everybody spawns into town and, oh, that's the entire, that's everybody.
That's our nation.
Yeah, it's weird. There are more NPCs in the game right now. Is this single player?
I mean, it might as well be at some points.
Yeah.
It does have a lot of the grindy MMO stuff that I actually kind of like. And I know that Tristan said that he liked it as well, the crafting stuff.
It's not only the crafting stuff, it's the grinding.
I mean, I don't notice the grind, because usually I just run around with my friends. And then if I level, I'm like, oh, hey, I leveled! And also, they're super generous with their experience rewards.
They really are. I feel a little overpowered.
Yeah, sometimes. Because the thing about this game that I kind of was meandering towards, we got sidetracked from, you can be a level 1, well, maybe not level 1, but you can be, like, a level 10 and kill a level 100.
Can you?
Yeah.
Why did I die so much then?
There is a... Because you're bad at it. She flipped me off, folks. I'm telling. So, there is kind of a rock-paper-scissors approach to damages. So, light armor is resistant to piercing and bludgeon, more resistant to bludgeon, and weak to slashing. Medium armor is resistant to piercing and... No, it's weak to piercing, resistant to slashing and bludgeon. And then heavy armor is weak to bludgeon, but resistant to piercing and slashing.
That doesn't make any sense, because really, the only thing the armor weight should do is how much damage it takes and how quickly you move. Well, logically, that's what makes sense.
It's still damage mitigation, and using different weapons, using an axe, you're going to get more blunt force and slashing than you would, say, a sword.
The weapons, yeah. But the armor?
The armor resistance? Yeah, that's exactly how that armor works, though.
It doesn't... It's all about the build. I'm thinking in real life. It's all about the build of the armor and, yeah, the weight of it. Leather's not going to block out pretty much anything. Leather's going to keep
it'll
you from
block
stepping
force.
On shit.
No, leather will absolutely block blood force.
It'll block it. But if you have, like, a giant... like those when they're going to batter down a door and the guys from the town have the log and they're barreling at you.
Yeah,
that's gonna kill you regardless.
I mean, they shouldn't be hitting a person.
If you're in heavy armor, though, you might stand a chance at least.
No, because it'll crumple around you.
Get better armor. I don't want anything that crumples.
I mean, that's
if it's gonna crumple under the force of that, it'll crumple under a sword.
The way that heavy armor works throughout the ages is
probably.
It's meant. So, a lot of armor is angular, and with not a lot of places where weapons can, say, catch, and they try to have it so that any moving joints are on the inside, so that it's harder to hit, because those armor plates are meant to deflect blows, not to absorb them.
Then why bother putting them on things like your back that you can't deflect at all?
Because if you're turning and someone happens to hit you in the back, it's going to glance off. Because keep in mind, these melees that used to occur, it was just hundreds of people on the ground against each other. That's it.
Oh.
So.
But.
Or on horseback, I guess, but.
Did horse armor actually exist? Like, hardcore horse armor?
Yes and no. Fantasy horse armor? No. Horse armor? Yes, absolutely.
Wasn't that a Minecraft joke for a while?
What?
Horse armor? No, wasn't that an Elder Scrolls joke?
That was an Elder Scrolls joke, yeah. Because it was one of the first DLCs to ever exist. It was horse armor.
See?
Yep.
Okay, but then thinking from a video game standpoint, I still think that heavy armor should block more, but you move real slow.
I mean, I agree, but moving real slow is also the side effect of those armors. You move the fastest in light armor and the slowest in medium armor, and it drains your stamina faster.
Yeah.
The slowest in heavy armor, rather. I don't know why I said medium.
Okay. I still think that's stupid, but that's okay, it's an alpha. I can forgive something.
Okay. What is unforgivable is jumping. But we gave one person a real hard time because he was just being a stinker about it. Like, he wasn't even just like, man, I love this game, but oh my god, the jumping. He was like, god, this game fucking sucks. The jumping.
Yeah. There are some salty-ass players on there. There are people who will stick around and... I mean, this happens with every game, but people will stick around and bitch about the game, and we're like, dude, then go play something else. There are, like, 300 people on this server.
Yeah,
you don't have to be here.
Here's a public service announcement. Don't play games you don't enjoy, because that's dumb. And you're dumb for doing it. There, I said it.
Yeah. Like, with all the yelling that people do at games, David, why would you play something if it doesn't make you happy? Here I found out, like, why my father was getting so angry at him. For, like, being up past 10. No, it's not a bedtime thing. It's that he's screaming at Counter-Strike at all hours of the night.
Yeah.
What the fuck? If I had known that, I would have been like, go to bed, David. Jesus Christ. Because I don't know. I just feel like if you have to scream at a game, like, joyful shouts and groans of, like, ah, damn it, like, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Don't play a game that makes you yell at people. And don't yell to impress people on a game where, A, nobody knows you, B, nobody cares, and C, nobody cares again, because that's how much they don't care.
Everyone's trying to be that popular internet personality because they see so many people do that online now. So yeah, everyone's trying to get that little claim of fame.
Big sensationalist bullshit does that, and it's...
You know, anymore, that used to work, but now those type of people are ostracized.
Mm-hmm.
And the culture shift has kind of been a big deal online. Like, shitty people are being...
called out.
Yeah, and nice people are just rising to the forefront.
Because you should just be a good person.
That's not saying you can't be salty. That's saying, hey, don't be a dick about it.
Just don't be a dick. Is it that much? Is it that hard?
Apparently. I've not found it terribly hard. Just, hey, don't do the thing you were about to do. That would screw someone else over on purpose.
And if you do something, don't do it again.
And then you're done. Repeat process. Or don't repeat process.
Don't repeat that process.
Yeah.
What have you played this week, John?
I've played Get My Teeth Cleaned.
I hate that game.
I do too. My face feels weird.
But what games have you played?
Well, I was participating in the Steam Clean event. So it made me play, like, games I hadn't touched before, which was interesting because they were still bad. And it made me play the first game I ever played, which was Portal. On Steam, mind you. Not the first game I ever played. And it made me go back and play games I had beaten but hadn't touched in a while. Like Left 4 Dead 2.
You know what's like funny?
Huh.
The Steam client's pretty unobtrusive because I didn't even know that event was going on until it was almost, like, over.
Yeah, isn't that nice?
It didn't tell me about it at all, which is honestly good. It didn't on my library... I knew nothing about that from the store. It didn't show me shit.
See, and this is something I'm going to complain about the EA store, which I have many complaints about, Ubisoft and GOG. They all have pop-ups that come through the fucking push app on your goddamn phone, or your fucking computer is what I meant to say, and they, like, pop up in the corner, like, hey, there's a sale on a game that you might like, because it's similar to a game that you've played before.
Well, you know, I was just thinking about the most obtrusive things that Steam does is it'll tell you on your phone if you've ever logged into Steam because you have the two-factor authentication, which you should enable ASAP, because David got his whole Counter-Strike library fucked. inventory, rather.
Yeah.
It'll tell you once in a while, it'll be like, hey, there's an item on your wish list is on sale, because you put it on your wish list to keep track of it, ostensibly.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's, like, the Find More DLC in Store thing when you're on a game's page and there's DLC you haven't bought, like City Skylines, which continually... I play a lot of those kind of games. I play a lot of sandboxes so that I can get control over something that's not my life because I cannot control that. City Skylines has so much DLC, and it's all $15 a pop. It's like, I cannot justify that. Spend more money on Love, Nikki. I cannot justify that. I haven't spent money on that game in a while, though.
That's okay. Well, I think we're going to go ahead and call it for this week, because we don't have a lot to talk about, and most of the stuff we do want to talk about, we're talking about on next week's episode, so... So, for this week, guys, have yourselves a wonderful Dapper Shark. Ha-ha!
It has been a Dapper Shark.
See ya.
Bye.